One thing teachers and parents hope to see from their students is motivation to show a little enthusiasm daily about learning something new, to embrace a challenge, to make productive use of their time in school each day. In the automotive class at Dillingham High School, students undertake routine maintenance on vehicles for free if owners provide the parts and materials. The students are not only becoming pretty good at what they do, they're also excited about doing it. KDLG's Dave Benninger noticed the student's motivation when he dropped his truck off for some maintenance.
Not just any maintenance. Ever since temperatures dropped below freezing, daily it was a crapshoot as to whether or not my truck could be obliged to start and run. It seemed there was either water in the gas tank, a faulty fuel pump, or both. I towed it into the shop at Dillingham High School and left the truck and a new fuel pump in the hands of Ray Timmerman and Kendall Alvarado, students in the automotive maintenance and repair class.
Maybe we should take that last one out and then redo it from the other side. All right. Maybe it'll go in better.
So tell me about this whole project.
We changed the fuel pump. It was a pain in the butt because these bolts didn't want to come out and then didn't want to go back in. But not everything's easy.
You think I take care of my truck?
No. I think you should start.
That's Ray. She really owned this project, often working at it the first three periods of the school day to see it through, and it took more than a week start to finish.
Have you guys taken on projects like this year?
No, I think this is the biggest we've done this year. Usually we're just doing oil changes and radiator fluids. So this was a big change, and it was harder, but...
You like this class, though, huh?
Yeah.
What's this class giving you the chance to do so far?
Just giving me more hands-on experience. And I'd rather spend my time working on something I want to work on than doing nothing.
Bob Burns is the shop teacher. Woodworking is more his specialty, so he learns alongside the students with each new vehicle that comes in. Much of what they see is simple maintenance, oil changes, putting on winter tires, and so on. But occasionally they get more tricky projects that give the kids a challenge they embrace. It's hands-on learning, and Burns says his students are into it.
For some students, that's more enjoyable. That's how they learn. They like to see these things. They like to experience them. And it's something that they take with them the rest of their lives. And you witness them. I mean, they're double-checking. They're checking each other, and they're making sure they're doing it right. You know, and that's all you can ask of your students, to do the best possible job they can.
Think that truck's going to run?
Well, let's hope so. I mean, the owner would be disappointed if we don't get it to operate.
My truck is older than Ray and Kendall by probably a decade, and as they're finishing reassembly, some of the bolts are refusing to go back in as intended.
Kendall, what do you think you've kind of learned here so far?
That you got to line it up. If it ain't lined up, it ain't going to go in too good.
By lunchtime, Ray and Kendall had everything reassembled and 5 gallons of clean gas in the tank.
Finally got it done after a while. It was a journey and a half, but I hope it works. It better work.
The last step was to reconnect the battery. Then Ray climbed behind the wheel and gave the key a turn. It was a tense couple of moments as presumably the new fuel pump started doing its job. Then the truck turned over and roared to life.
What do you think, kiddo?
Sounds like a success to me.
What all did you do here to get to this point?
We dropped the gas tank, took the fuel pump out, changed it, put it back in. Doesn't sound as easy as I said it is, but got it done. Started.
It took more than a week to finish, and in the end, it worked perfectly. My truck was moved out, the next car moved in, and the kids eagerly went to work on that one. Beat that, math teachers. Impressed and driving a fine running truck in Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.